Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
Do you have a hell of a story? A story so awesome that whenever you tell it, people are like, I can't believe that happened to you? Well, here's your chance to share it. You can head to annaonraven.com. Lindsay, you have a hell of a story.
I sure do.
So what happened?
One morning I woke up and I go in the bathroom and all my mom's stuff is gone, missing completely. And I'm looking around and literally all her stuff is gone. So I wake up my dad and I'm like, Dad, I was like, where's all mom's stuff? And he gets up, he looks around, he looks in her closet, everything's gone. We call her work and she never showed up to work. No one ever heard anything. So we're like, oh my God, like what happened? So we're driving around, like trying to just see, like maybe she went to a hotel or something weird. Like this was completely unexpected and out of the ordinary. We're getting worried and I'm calling her and she's not answering her phone. You know, we're still freaking out. Family members haven't heard anything from her. It's like she just completely disappeared. 5 hours later, she called me and she's like, oh, hey, Linz, what's up? How's it going? And I'm like, it's not going too great. I'm like, you know, where are you? And she was like, oh, I'm just not ready to tell you where I am yet, but I'm never coming back to Connecticut. I was like, what do you mean you're never coming? I'm like, where are you? And she's like, I'm driving right now. I'm with a friend. But I'll tell you more in a little bit. And I'm just like, I'm completely shocked. And I'm just like, I don't know. I was like, did you tell anyone? I mean, I'm like, no one knows what's going on. And she's like, yeah, don't worry. You'll find out more as time comes. So that was it.
I don't know. We have so many questions before you even go any further from there. How old were you when this happened?
Right.
So I was 20.
And you're living at home. When was this? Like, so you were 20. Is this 5 years ago? Is this 10 years
right.
ago? Is this?
So this was in March 2021.
Oh, my gosh. So this like,
year.
Just happened here. I have to ask,
right.
Not knowing really the end of this story yet at this point, but assuming some things, did your parents have issues? Did they fight a lot? Did you have any idea that something like this could be coming?
Was it out of character for your mom to just disappear like that?
It was absolutely out of character. This was completely out of the blue.
So where was she going and what happened next? What did you find out?
She's like, I'm with a friend, and I talked to her later and I said, this friend's a guy. I'm like, obviously, like put two and two together. And she's like, yes, it is a guy. And I'm like, okay, you're leaving with a guy and you're moving in. And when she got to her destination, she finally told me that they had gone to Ohio. So he lives in Ohio and he flew from Ohio to New York. She drove to New York and picked him up. And then he drove the both of them back to his house in Ohio.
So this is just an affair where she decides that I'm no longer going to be in this marriage that I'm in. I'm leaving
right.
with this guy.
Right. And so turns out she had been talking to him online for 7 years.
Oh my gosh.
Which was insanely like just crazy to think about. And fun little plot twist, he's a senior citizen. He's well into his late 60s. And at the time when she left, she had just turned 50. So that was even like crazier.
I mean, you have no idea where they met or whatever. I'm assuming basically online. And you know, what is your status with your mother now?
Lindsay, we want to get to those questions coming up next. But I know that there's a lot more to this story. And some of it is shocking. It's coming up.
Anna and Raven's Hell of a Story.
If you have a hell of a story, you can head to annaandraven.com. We are in the middle of Lindsay's hell of a story. Her mom, she woke up one morning, disappeared. Everything was gone. Her clothes, she didn't show up to work. And then about 5 to 6 hours later, she calls. Turns out she left the family to be with an older man in Ohio that she had been talking to online for 7 years. Craziest part is that mom was with dad for 25 years. They were getting ready to have a big party to celebrate and renew their vows. Lindsay, this story gets crazier, but do you even have a relationship with your mom anymore?
So I don't talk to her anymore because every time I would talk to her, it would turn into, well, you're part of the reason I left. She would basically try and dish all of, you know, her reasoning for leaving on other people, I'm assuming to try and make herself feel better because she knows what she did was wrong. We live with her mother. My father and I, we live downstairs from her mom. We live in a two-family house, and we live downstairs, and we moved in to help her after my grandfather had passed away. She was in this big house, and we moved in to help her, and my grandmother has not heard one word from my mom since she left.
It's like so crazy.
Escape all the burden, right?
Oh, my God.
Caretaker right. type situation, right? I mean, I can only imagine.
Yeah. Do you know if she's, did she meet him before this? Like, did she actually meet the guy online face to face, or was this the first time meeting him?
This was the first time she had met him face to face.
Wow.
This is where it gets even crazier. I said, hey, Mom, I said, you know, I've never seen what this dude looks like. And I was like, can you send me a picture of you guys? So she sends me a picture of them, and she's in this, like, black tight dress, and he's in, like, a suit and tie. And they were, like, wearing all black. And I said, oh, I was like, did you guys, like, go to a funeral or something? And she was like, no, I'm not ready to tell you. And I was like, would you guys, like, get married or something? She was like, we went to a collaring ceremony. And, yeah, she was right. I definitely didn't understand.
I don't understand. I don't understand. A collaring? What is that?
Basically, and it kind of all made sense at that point. She was really into, like, that 50 Shades of Grey stuff, like, really into that stuff.
Oh, wow.
So she's kind of in a club, if you will, down there with other people. And I said, okay. I said, after I looked it up, I said, so, you know, who wears this collar that you're talking about? And she was like, friends wear the collar. So basically she's the submissive in this club that she is now in. Yeah, that was really
I believe the
something.
Term is the mistress of the club. Right, right.
So, yeah.
Right, when you're the dominatrix
like
type and you've got the subs and so forth. Okay.
Right. Oh, my gosh. And all throughout your life, like when you were a little girl, all that, never anything like this would possibly give you an inkling that your mom would do something like this.
Never. One thing that I did always find really weird was like she would sit in a parking lot down the street every day for about an hour and a half after work. She would get a coffee and she would sit in that parking lot. And I asked her, I was like, why do you do that? And she was like, oh, just because, you know, it's quiet time. And like, you know, when I come home, it's kind of noisy. And I'm like, I'm the only child and we have cats. So I was like, I don't know where this noisy speak is coming from. But she was probably talking to this guy for, you know, hours after work.
There wasn't a latex dress that you saw or something like that. It was
no.
Yeah. None of those type of behaviors beforehand.
And how about your dad? How is he doing?
He's good. I mean, it definitely took a while just to, I mean, get over the shock factor because they were high school sweethearts. He was planning like their 25th year anniversary, you know, little shebang, whatever. It definitely was a big, big shock.
Lindsay, we've heard a lot of hell of a stories, but that is a hell of a story.
For sure.
Yeah.
It is, for sure.
Yeah, let me just ask you for my own sake of argument. What do you do if she shows back up on your door?
Turn the lights off.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.